Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men. Mm-hmm. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, yo, you can perform simple routine checks, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking low off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower, shave in the shower, in the bath, or even in, if you want to, Conan, if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take, Conan, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness through support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. You know, we highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, you know. So
don't forget the crop reviver. You know, the warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that crop reviver going on, the crop preserver, get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp ass, but he doesn't anymore because of this crop preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you could see Friday or Thursday, you know, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. They got deodorant. Got the crop preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped. So, yo, we're back with the sports. Boom. You want to start it off with some boxing?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
All right.
What did you think about the fight?
I thought it was great. You know, I thought that Ryan Garcia made everybody, including Devin Haney, everybody believe that he was crazy, that he was having mental health issues because he was out showing pictures of him drinking every night. And there was one time when he did the press conference, he kept sniffing like he was on coke, like he made everybody think, and then he came in overweight, so made him think he was in training. But the reason he said he came in overweight is because he didn't want to go in there weak. So he paid him $1.5 million, because it was 500,000 for every pound he was over. And bro, in the very first round, he fucking rocked him.
Well, you heard where Garcia's come out and said this all was a work.
I haven't heard that. Okay.
Oh, you didn't hear this. Okay. No. So he's come out and said, it's all documented. Like he's got videos of him like planning all this stuff. And he said he was going to go way over the top and just said, everybody think he was crazy.
It was great. Everybody bought it.
As he said, he wanted to make everybody think he's crazy because he wanted to get Haney to come in. So he would lead him. He would feed him to the left hook. Right.
And that's what happened.
Well, the funny thing about this is that Devin Haney said before the fight, all you have is a left hook. And he rocked it with the left hook right in the first like 45 seconds of the fight, right? So that was funny, right?
He also landed the right hand a lot, which he didn't expect.
Right. So he basically needed to come in heavy and beat his biggest because he wanted to go for the knockout because he gave him $1.5 million, but he wanted to drive the price up on Haney because he bet on himself. And supposedly he won $10 million betting on himself to win that fight. Okay. So he said, but I still question. If he's got a documented fight, but it doesn't, to me, why would you come in that overweight knowing you can't win the title? Like, literally, like, you don't want to win the title? It's kind of weird. That's the only thing I find off here. But maybe because he's fought the guy so many times.
I don't think he gave a shit about the title. I think he knew if he beat Devin Haney, he'd been considered as one of the best boxers around because Haney was considered pound for pound one of the best boxers, and rightfully so. He went in there. He ate that left hook. He ate that right hand. You know, he kept grabbing him the whole fucking match. Haney, because he was on Queer Street half the time.
Right.
You know, they were both being very physical, dirty with each other because they don't like each other.
Right.
Ryan was trash talking him most of the match.
Right.
And then even afterwards, there was so much heat. Devin would even shake his hand when the match was over.
Right.
I thought it was a great display by Ryan. He is right now maybe the biggest name in boxing right after Canelo. Canelo might have a tough fight coming up May 5th. This Munguia guy is no fucking joke.
Yeah, no joke. I will say this, is that maybe because we're talking about why would Garcia not care about the fight. It's like, you know, honestly, if it's this personal of an issue with the guy, who fought the guy seven times, does a belt really mean anything? You know, like,
well, he fought him seven times in the ass, six times in the amateurs.
Yeah, but you fought this guy seven times. It's a very personal issue between the two. He's like, you know, he's like, I'll get the, maybe it's like, hey, I'll knock you out. Now we got to fight even again. And now I'll take the belt after I win the $10 million. Because maybe he thought about this. Maybe he trolled everybody and figured this out. Maybe he said, like, the only way that I can make a bunch of money betting on myself is if I just think everybody thinks I'm nuts so I can get like 8-1
on. It was great.
Right.
It was great.
Now they're going to fight again. He's going to be favored.
So next, Alvarez is going to fight Munguia, who's another great fighter out of Tijuana.
Right.
Tijuana just seems to come out with great fighters. He hasn't really fought anybody. That's the only problem, but he's got tremendous power and he can go. I think this will be a good fight.
Yeah, because his odds are over. They're 4-1.
Right.
Usually like Canelo will be like 7-8-1 over guys. Everything. So this guy's got like a little bit more of a chance than most of the other fights. So.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be in like two weeks.
Yeah. Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. you know, the TESS X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Supps. Boom. You want to go to the NBA?
Yeah. Let's go over some of these series.
Kind of sad because no Butler, no Rozier, no Giannis, no Zion.
Yeah.
Embiid is not at 100, especially after he tried to do that fucking pass off the backboard. Did you see that?
Yeah. He's still putting up points. So let's go over each series. And,
bro, and he's still, not only that, he's still.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Go over each series and we'll talk about it.
Right. Go ahead.
So let's start off. So the Thunder, the Pelicans. I mean, Thunder's got 2-0 lead. Do you see anything happening there? Doesn't mean the Thunder winning?
Not without Zion.
Yeah. Yeah, they're toast without Zion. So this was interesting.
Even
so,
though there was one game where they only beat him by a bucket.
Yeah, for first game they played. Yeah.
Right.
All right, so the Clippers-Mavericks series, I was surprised without Kawhi, they played great defense and they really beat up the Mavericks had one of their worst offensive games of the year in game one.
Right.
Then Kawhi came back for game two. And then, you know, Luka went off. And bro, he just hits daggers. That last shot was like a 30-footer, the three-pointer. I mean, you saw him like, he's like, he turned to the crowd. He was yelling at the crowd and everything. So I'm very interested in that.
Luka's an alien, bro. He's ridiculous what he does. What happened. In the second game, something that they've both been chastised for, even Kyrie before he came to Dallas, they don't play no defense. They play defense on the second game.
Yeah.
And look at the difference.
Yeah. The Nuggets-Lakers series. The Lakers have lost 11.
Now, I originally had the Mavericks and you had the Clippers.
Right.
Right? They're at 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So the most interesting series to me so far is with the Nuggets and the Lakers, because the Lakers the Nuggets own them. Right? They've won 11 straight games against them and they have 6 in a row in the playoffs. But I'm curious to see what happens tonight when they go home. Because the Lakers have been very competitive in both of these games. And they've looked good.
There was one game they just lost by a bucket at the very end, bro. That had to be a heartbreaker. But it showed them they could hang with them.
Yes. This series could turn if they're at home and they play as well as they have. Since I think they can.
Yeah, I think they win today's game.
Right.
Because if not, it's over.
Right. The Celtics and the Heat. Now, I don't think the series is over. This series is probably over. But I expected Spoelstra, because, bro, let's be honest. I mean, Spoelstra is probably one of the top three coaches in the league.
100%. If you look
at it. Yeah. And Mazzulla is not really have a pedigree of like being a great coach, but the Celtics are a great
team. He's only been in 2 years. Yeah.
Right. So you knew that Spoelstra would give him a little trouble here. So the funny thing, game one was like your classic revenge spot from last year. You know, the Heat beat him, they knocked him out of the playoffs or anything. They're coming off the playing games. They're a little tired. Like in game one, you knew the Celtics would just punish.
And not only that, bro, you got to remember the last two conference championships was Miami, Boston, and both of them went to 7 games.
Yes. So without Jimmy Butler, I thought maybe the Celtics would probably kill them again. But bro, the Heat last night just, they were drilling 3-pointers left.
I didn't, because this is what Spoelstra does as well as any coach I've ever seen. He's great after a loss of reuniting the team, making the changes that you have to make, and coming back and winning.
Right.
You know, and that's exactly what he did, bro. They all rallied around the fact Butler and Rozier wasn't there, but we're the Miami Heat. We got good shooters. We got Bam Adebayo. We got Tyler Hero. You know, we've got a squad. We can go against them. Yeah. And not only that, the Celtics. Bro, they destroyed them with the 3-pointers, which is how the Celtics kill you.
These games, like, bro, every shot's a 3-pointer.
That's the whole NBA. That's why I find it so boring. I used to like it before, how the center was in the middle and you got it to center and he threw it back out. It's just a fucking, now the centers are shooting 3-pointers and what's this guy's name? Crispas is always at the 3-point line instead of being underneath.
And he's 6'10".
Yeah.
It's so weird, right? The way they play this game these days. So the most uninteresting series is the Cavaliers and the Magic, because the Cavs is Because the Magic really can't score, but they're scoring tonight because you're there at home. They're killing Cleveland right now by like 20 points.
Well, they got a good team. Don't sleep on the Magic. Pablo Montero and the Wagners, and they got a good team.
And this is a series that may go seven games because both teams are very positive results at home and very poor results on the road. So we could say
so they may each win their home games, yeah.
Right, but I don't see either of them advancing past the Celtics in the next round. But I'm assuming the Celtics will
win. No, you're right. None of
so the Bucks Pacers are an interesting series because Tyrese Halliburton, so there's no Giannis, okay, but Doc Rivers in his career, he's always done well when like the starters are out.
Right.
Like when he has games where like, you know, he's just got his bench for night. Right. For some reason, he's always just done very well in situations like that. So in game one, you know, they had their bench guys, but like he just gets great results from role player. And they beat the Pacers because Halliburton during the year, like he was in the MVP discussion. Right.
Right.
And remember the guy was scoring. He was like John Morant was kind of like back when he was like hit the scene. Bro, the guy's like scared to shoot. Like you watch him, it's like this guy is just does not have that playoff mentality. Like one
he's never been in probably in the playoffs, right? Has he?
No. The funny thing is that the first game they played when the Bucks beat them pretty good, bro, he took like seven shots. Like TJ McConnell took like way more shots than he did.
Right.
It's like, dude, what are you doing? Like you're not gonna beat these guys just like TJ McConnell, he's gonna be the man. But if the Bucks can keep this close until Giannis comes back, they should be able to take this just because I don't really like what I'm seeing from the Pacers. But they do play tomorrow. It will be interesting. But Middleton's out too. And I think that there's another situation where Doc Rivers may pull a rabbit out of the hat because, like, you know, they have two starters down. So, I don't know. That'd be interesting.
Well, you know, I like the Pacers team. I love the addition of Siakam. He's almost unstoppable when he wants to be.
Well, he's the guy that's had a ring, so he's the one taking all the shots. You know, he's out there like he's trying to win, right?
Right. He got a ring with Toronto, so you got Halliburton's a hell of a player. But you know, if you've never been on the playoffs, it can be big.
Right.
It can be heady stuff. I like Miles Turner. I like the ex-Celtic Aaron Nesmith. Bucks, bro, it's going to be hard without Middleton, dude, because he's their best player after Giannis. Portis is great. Lillard has not shown up in the fourth quarter. I think I saw the other day in the fourth quarter in the last two games. Listen to this. Mr. Clutch, Mr. Game Winner, Mr. Three-Pointer himself has had 0 points.
Right.
Yeah.
So next is the most entertaining series so far has been the Knicks and Philly.
That has been great.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because like the Knicks took a 2-0 lead and Brunson's been shooting bricks left and right. It's like 17 of 55 in the first two games. But, dude, Josh Hart is just a baller. He fills up the stat sheet. The other night he was drilling. The Knicks were getting kind of lucky. Flocking shots. He was getting kind of lucky. He's not really a three-point shooter. And he was just draining three-pointers. Yeah. They won that game. That was a great game. When they were down by – they scored like the last 8 points.
Run, that's the thing that they don't even have Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
imagine with that motherfucker in there.
They could beat the Celtics if they had him. But they actually could – I don't know. This is not – The winner of this series has a chance of beating the Celtics.
Let me just say this. Embiid said something that's going to be chalkboard discussion.
Uh-huh.
He said, no matter what happens, we're going to win this series. And that's the type of shit that gets people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes or breaks you. You know, but I don't know if he's a...
Yeah, motivates another team when they read shit like that. Oh, so we're up 2-0 and you think you're going to beat us? All right, motherfucker, let's see what's up.
Right, he's not the most mentally strong player in the league, you know. But you stretch the imagination, so that could. And bro, the Knicks come across as a tough, mentally strong team. You know, these are like two cities that have tough teams here.
Maxi is unstoppable, bro.
Yeah,
but Divincenzo, is that his name?
Yeah, he's
been great. He went to Villanova just like Brunson. Hart's been great. Ananobi's been great. Frankenstein's been great. But I don't think they beat Philly in Philly now. I think Embiid hurt, Maxi, you know, what's the other guy's name? I love this guy. Such a great player too. Harris.
Right, Tobias, yeah.
Yeah, and Kelly Oubre.
Yeah,
he's Kelly. Great. Lowry's good too. They got a good team, bro. That's probably the best series so far. You're right, Knicks and 76ers.
Yeah, the bench guys are going to make this because like the stars have come out and Brunson will start hitting it. But all the stars are playing correctly. the bench, the role players are the ones who are going to make that series, I think. What did you thought? Is there any more about basketball you want to talk?
No, I still got my Celtics.
All right, cool. Me too. Hockey's been interesting because the...
Really interesting.
Yeah. So the Bruins-Toronto series has been excellent.
Yes.
Game two with Matthews had an overtime, that breakaway goal. That was just sick. But Boston, you know, they came back. That's 2-1. I still think the season went 7 games. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, this was in Toronto, bro, and they were fucking hype, and Marchand was great.
You know?
He got that empty net goal at the end.
Yeah.
And then he got into it when he tripped Zudi.
He cheats. And he gets away with it. It's unbelievable. Like, you know, you think the referees would be on to him, but like he still swerves to the referees, you know?
Yeah, he blatantly tripped Bertuzzi.
Right.
He got away with it, and they scored.
Yeah. So tonight...
Jason DeBrusk has been looking great for us, you know?
Right.
Their whole thing is, do we keep Swayman and Omen out there, Omar, or do we just keep the... You know what I'm saying?
Well, you should play Swayman again, but this guy's... I'm hearing that they're going to play Omar again.
Yeah.
Because that's what they've been doing all year.
Right.
But, dude, this is different. This is a playoff. So you need to go with the hot goalie. He's been the better goalie.
Right.
These other series look like they're kind of, especially now, the Hurricanes are up 2-0 in this game. 3 at the Islanders are up 2. That series is over. The Islanders can't beat these guys. Hurricanes are going to win that. I don't see the Capitals coming back against the Rangers. Like, it's all kind of foregone conclusion, these other series, because the Panthers are up
Vegas?
Against. Well, let's go to the West. Because, it looks like the Panthers aren't having any trouble with the Lightning either. So. Bro, Vegas, their team is healthy. They're better than they were last year, roster-wise. And now they're all together. They won the first two games against the number one team in the conference.
Their home, dude.
Yeah.
Now they're going to Vegas, up 2-0.
We've beaten them 4 out of 5 times the last playoff games at Dallas. So if Vegas wins game three, that play's going to be rocking on Saturday. I'm going on Monday. If they win game three, to see them close it out, hopefully. The Jets Avalanche game has been crazy series. Tons of goals. The goaltending has been atrocious. Hellebuck was supposed to be like the best goalie in the league, and he's given up like 9 goals the first two games. It's ridiculous. So anybody can win that. The Kings stole a game from the Oilers, but the Oilers still look like they got too much firepower. But
bro, fucking, what's this guy's name? Connor McDavid had 5 points.
Five assists. In the game one, but then they lost game two at home. Surprisingly, but they were down 3-1. They came back and tied it up. Then they lost in overtime.
That was a great game. I saw that game.
And the Canucks and Predators, I think the Predators will take this. It's 1-1.
I haven't watched their games,
No, if you watch it, it's, they play tomorrow. Well,
this is what I've watched. Boston, Dallas and Vegas,
right?
Edmonton. Those are the ones that I watched the whole game. The other ones I just watch highlights.
Right. So we'll be these series should be wrapping up next week. We'll see where they're at, because there might be some game sevens coming up when we record this next week. That'll be very interesting. So when that gets sorted out, we'll see what's going on. Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
All right, cool.
Okay, so that's been our sports. Any comments, opinions, questions, send the K100 questions at gmail.com. Keep the letter short so we can read a group of them. Boom.